What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Welcome back to St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young in today for Mark Reardon. Glad you are sticking around with us because I've been looking forward to this all day. Have you ever watched The View? I try not to because I'm truly afraid it's going to trigger some sort of a seizure. So I try not to watch it, but I do watch some clips from the show, The View. And there's absolutely no truth to the rumor that when the hosts of The View are on vacation, they go back to their full time jobs, luring sailors with their songs to crash into rocks and things around Greece. That's false. That's fake. There's no truth to that. But to set us straight here and to make this far more interesting, Nick Fondacaro, Newsbusters associate editor. Hey, Nick. Good afternoon, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Brad. Man, you had me rolling over here.
Well, it's worth exactly what you paid for it, my friend. But listen, The View, you had a great story today that, and I've never actually done the math. You did the math. And the math is that for The View for 2025, they've had 102 total guests. And of those 102 total guests, zero were conservative, and 100% of their guests were liberal. Is that right?
Yeah, so that 102 guests, that is the total liberal guests. Those are the guests that have, when they had a guest on and politics was discussed, that is the total liberal guests. Of the total guests that they have on was 224. So little less than half of them, political discussions were had, and all of them were liberal. None of them were conservative.
Mm. And I guess it's obvious, but I'm going to ask you anyway, why is that?
It's definitely because the name The View is more than just the name of the show. It is how the show runs. It is, they only allow the left-leaning view. So basically, with that breakdown of 102 liberal guests, 19 of them were Democratic politicians. None of them were Republican politicians. You had four former Democratic staffers and one head of a liberal organization, GLAAD, who was there to give them a media reward for speaking with a transgender actress.
Well, isn't there, and again, forgive me because I don't normally watch it, which is actually going to be a question for you in just a moment, but isn't there like a token conservative that's on the show?
Yes. You have Alyssa Farah Griffin, who is one of the co-hosts. Who is there, and she's kind of more of an empty seat. She recently said that, like, being the one conservative here, it leaves her crying most days. And she says she's cried at work several times, and she goes and hides in the corners. And she says it sort of stems from her being one of the only conservatives there. And basically, she's not really doing anything to even, or at least it doesn't appear to be doing anything, to try to get them to have conservative folks on the show.
See, I would love that environment, to be in that environment, Nick, because I call that a target-rich environment. When I was in law school, before I was in law school, I was in a class in college, and it was all liberals, all progressives, and me. And I'm not kidding you. The teacher said, Brad, you understand you're the only person in this room who's conservative. And I said, yeah, well, go out and get an extra 25 people who are liberals, and maybe 50 against one would be a fair fight. But the point is it seems like with all of that, she would have so much opportunity to fire back, but I'm not sure she takes it. We're talking to Nick Fondacaro of Newsbusters. Here's the big question. Why is it that the View gets what I would call an outsized place of importance, given the fact that the ratings aren't necessarily spectacular in any way?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So they're actually under the ABC News umbrella. They're not an ABC Entertainment property or a Disney Entertainment property. They're under the news umbrella, so that gives them access to a lot more of the marketing, a lot more of the ability to sort of hype themselves up. And believe it or not, they actually are fairly popular with ratings. They are routinely one of the top-rated daytime talk shows, and that's part of the reason why we focus on them here at Newsbusters, is because they have this influence, and somebody needs to be going out there and being like, pointing out, hey, you guys are saying this wrong, that wrong, and I know nobody outside of journalism who pretty much writes about them watches the show, but they have millions of viewers, and in a country of over 330 million people, there's definitely going to be people that like them to some degree. And this is one of those instances where, like, their fans are fairly enthusiastic. They're there at home during the day. Then they're not going to sleep. It's like with like late night, where you're combating not just the like different entertainment options. You're fighting people's natural urge to go to sleep. This is in the middle of the day. So they do have the ability to get a wide audience.
Well, it seems to me like, though, the audience who's watching this show, Nick, is really, they should be called the confirmation bias club, because they're just watching The View to validate their own progressive, misguided viewpoints.
That's exactly what it's all about. Like, Whoopi makes no bones about it. She has gotten into a couple discussions on the show, live on air, where she has defended The View being a talking, like a vector for Democratic talking points. She got into a back and forth, kind of an argument with Stephen A. Smith a few months ago, or like just earlier this year, where he was talking about the Democratic messaging being a problem. And she was just like, no, we did our part here. Like, we did the messaging, like arguing on behalf of the show that we did our part in the election. And she's talked about how Walls was talking about like the future of the Democratic Party. And she's just like, oh, like talking to the rest of the table of how are they going to be part of getting the next Democratic leaders to step up.
Wow. And we're talking to Nick Fondacaro, a Newsbusters associate editor. And Nick, and maybe you're just speculating here or spitballing, but from the perspective of ABC It seems like this could be a potential problem if it's under the news division, because all of the mainstream news media, they always go out of their way to say, oh, we're fair and balanced. We are middle of the road. We don't take a political position or an ideological position. And they say that publicly, and then, of course, privately, they're not. So how does ABC ever make any apologies for supporting something that's blatantly progressive or liberal at its best, and justifying that as being part of the news program portion of ABC?
So the executive producer of the show, Brian Tetta, has argued that basically on their podcast, he's argued that they're sort of like the editorial side of a newspaper. So you have a news organization that has the news site and the opinion site, and they're sort of like the editorial page, which is how they're able to, at least in their mind, sort of get away with just being very partisan to the left. A couple months ago, it was reported that ABC executives had given The View a talking to, basically saying, you guys got to tone down your rhetoric because it's getting to a point where it's looking like it's going to harm the reputation, could get us into legal trouble. And so far, it seems like they're really not listening, which sort of opens the cast members up to having the Terry Moran standard applied to them, which is what we saw earlier this year. And you were pointing out this could be a major problem for them, because one of the other things that I've discovered with my study, they had zero legal notes all year. This is something that they're very known for. If they say something crazy, wild, make an accusation, typically Sonny Hostin will pop in with a legal note. They have done zero legal notes this year, despite making claims like Trump rigged the last election.
So explain that for a second, because the way you set this up, Nick, is that in years past, and correct me if I'm wrong in what I heard you say, but in years past, when they would say things that are legally questionable, Sonny Hostin would come in and give them a note from legal to say, you know, you got to dial that back. It's not supportable. But the fact that they're not getting those notes this year, does that imply that ABC is unshackling The View and saying, do whatever the heck you want, as long as you have good ratings? We don't care what kind of progressive slop that you're spreading, as long as the ratings are good. Is that kind of what I'm hearing you say?
It seems more like they might be doing it on their own, because we do know that they had gotten the talking to by the executive saying, you guys have to tone this down. And we saw that Terry Moran was fired, a longtime ABC News correspondent was fired for saying outrageous things. It did sweeten the deal for ABC that his contract was coming up. So perhaps in the future, if contracts are coming up for any of these hosts, they might let them lapse and find somebody new. But basically, so far, they, like in the past too, they have defended their use of legal notes. They've called them, like, they've praised them as like, oh, this is us living up to ABC News's standards as a news outlet, that we're under those same type of standards, that we are held accountable when we say something wrong and we come on and correct it. And they were saying that just this past November, Joy Behar argued that was one of the big reasons people loved the show. And meanwhile, they come back from their Christmas, their winter break, like their Christmas hiatus, and all of a sudden now they're no longer doing the legal notes.
Interesting. You know, Nick, I want to tell you, we hear the left often use this trite phrase of speaking truth to power, and I always just roll my eyes when I hear that phrase. But, buddy, you're doing it, because nobody else is keeping track of what nuttiness goes on at The View, and you're doing that, and I want to tell you, thank you. If folks want to follow what you write at Newsbusters on any subject, whether it's The View or anything else, how can they find you?
Well, I just want to say I really appreciate your kind words there. And then I think for your listeners, they can go to newsbusters.org.
Newsbusters.org. Thank you, sir. Nick Fondacaro, associate editor at Newsbusters. Great to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about progressive liberal nuttiness. We're going to have the audio cut of the day. And I'm going to tell you not just that Mamdani in New York is a nut. Okay, we know that. But his ideas are actually dangerous. And I want to break down those ideas, not just sling names, but to discuss the ideas behind the names next on St. Louis Conservative 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.